Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about startups building advanced AI models without data centers. It's a potential game changer.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So how are they pulling this off?
Well, Flower AI and Vanna, two innovative startups, teamed up to create Collective One, an LLM trained using GPUs spread across the globe, fed by both public and private data.
Hold on, private data? Is that even allowed?
Vanna's software lets users contribute data from platforms like X, Reddit, and Telegram. They get control over how their data is used and might even profit from it. It's a fascinating concept. It's all about getting users ownership. Think about the implications. It's a radical shift in data ownership in the AI world.
I see. Interesting. But is it as powerful as the models from, say, Google or OpenAI?
Collective One has 7 billion parameters, small compared to the hundreds of billions in leading models. However, Nick Lane from Flower AI says they're already training a 30 billion parameter model and aiming for a 100 billion parameter model later this year.
100 billion? That's impressive. But isn't distributed training slower than using a massive data center?
It is slower, yes. But Lane argues it's more scalable. They developed a tool called Photon in collaboration with researchers in China to make distributed training more efficient. They even open-sourced it. Imagine the possibilities.
This could really democratize AI development, couldn't it? Smaller companies, universities, even countries with limited resources could potentially build powerful AIs.
Exactly. And it could tap into vast amounts of untapped data, like in healthcare and finance, according to Mirko Musalesi at University College London. It sidesteps the risks of centralizing sensitive data, too.
That's a great point. However, Helen Toner from the Center for Security and Emerging Technology wonders if this approach can keep pace with the rapid advancements in the field.
Got it. That's a valid concern. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. It might be a fast follower approach. But still, imagine a future where anyone can contribute to and benefit from powerful AI. The power dynamics of the AI industry could be completely reshaped.
Absolutely. This distributed approach has the potential to disrupt the status quo. It's a whole new way of thinking about AI development. Exciting times.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Goodbye.